Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
Greer putting the ball on a play. He gets it out deep and Havlicek steals it.
Who's going to guard Karl Malone? Barkley. They got Akeem on Antoine Carr.
Russell will inbound at half court.
Uh-oh.
Stockton, open three. Hit it! John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals.
We appreciate you joining us on Name Change Pending today. Make sure and jump on Twitter. Follow your hosts, Brian Priest at BPriest24, Tommy Girone at Ruthless_Lupe, and Josh Keel at Rise and Shout. Also, we know that you're busy, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your day and give us a 5-star rating on your podcatcher of choice, that would be so amazing. Help us move up those algorithms. I don't totally understand how they work, but I know with some 5-star ratings, the podcast shows up higher on the lists. And we want to help other people find the show, don't we? Doesn't really matter what you say for us. Maybe suggest some new verses for Ruthless Lupe. But thanks again for joining us, and stay tuned for more episodes of Name Change Pending. Welcome to the Southwest Division Name Change Pending. This is your host, Brian Priest. Find me on Twitter at BPriest24. That's at BPreece24. I forgot to introduce our guys for the last podcast, but I've got Tommy Girone and Josh Keel here. You guys want to give them your Twitter handles?
Josh Keel is Rise and Shout, RYSENSHOUT.
Beautiful. Tommy?
That's Ruthless_Lupe. That's RUTHLESS_LUPE.
And no worries, fans. He's not changing that. So you can also find us on Facebook at Name Change Pending 20. That's my Instagram. So Name Change Pending on Facebook, and then Instagram is Name Change Pending 24. Look for us all over the place. Now we're going to jump into the Southwest Division. Tommy, take it away.
Alrighty, yeah. So I have the Southwest Division. I mean, whoop-de-whoop. First up, we have the Rockets. Last year, they were 53-29, fourth in the loaded West Division. I mean, even now, the West is going to be just as loaded this year as it was last year.
Maybe
if not
even
more
so, yeah.
As far as coaching changes, none, for the good or the worse. I don't know. I've never really liked Mike D'Antoni. Wherever he went, I mean, he's doing great things with the Rockets. I mean, they were fourth.
Yeah. I mean, underrated thing about their coaches, not to cut you off too much, Tommy, but Jeff Bezdelic was their defensive architect the last few seasons. You remember the Rockets started off terribly early last year, and that was after Bezdelic had retired, and then they convinced him to come back out of retirement, and suddenly the defense was good again. So without him, when it's not a head coaching change, Bezdelic could have a big impact losing him.
Yeah. As far as additions, big one, obviously Russell Westbrook. They went and added Tyson Chandler and Thabo from the Jazz, Cephalosha.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of re-signs. Re-signed Ryan Anderson, re-signed Gerald Green, Austin Rivers. So they mainly wanted to bring back people. They didn't go after getting Westbrook. I don't know if they had the money to sign anyone else after all that.
No, they were pretty limited.
Yeah, and they even brought, they locked in Eric Gordon,
mm-hmm.
3-year, $54 million.
Gordon got, that was an interesting deal. His third year at like 20-something million is guaranteed if the Rockets win a title, which I just think that's an interesting contract incentive for Eric Gordon.
Hey, everyone needs goals.
Yeah, right?
Main key departure that I really gave a crap about was, you know, Chris Paul, a.k.a. Petty Paul, a.k.a. Prince Petty.
So you're a big fan?
I mean, he's a fantastic ball player, but he's just so petty. It's disgusting.
Yeah, can you imagine having to play with him? He'd be like Josh's friend, Luke. Very, very difficult to play with.
Get back on D! As I walk.
Throws the ball into the rafters.
Come on!
Shoots from three-quarters court because he didn't feel like he got enough touches early in the game. Am I wrong, Josh? Have we mentioned anything that hasn't happened?
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying.
Does he listen at all?
He doesn't, but two people that I play basketball with, those are the two people I just got to subscribe this week, so
beautiful.
They will be listening.
I love it.
Again, fair. So pretty much projected closing five, I'm pretty sure is just going to be their starting five. You're going to have Westbrook, Harden, Eric Gordon out there for scoring, PJ Tucker, 3-and-D kind of guy, Clint Capella. Because I honestly don't think they have anyone coming off the bench. Like, those are their five best players. Their bench isn't that loaded. Gerald Green, Austin Rivers, Ryan Anderson, who's old.
Yeah, not real deep. Ryan Anderson hasn't been able to play good minutes in the NBA for 3 years.
And hopefully these guys can stay healthy, because if they don't, I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah.
So what do you think about the Russell Westbrook acquisition? Is that going to make the Rockets better or worse?
It's up in the air. I think it's sixes, because I don't think he plays well off the ball. He doesn't know how to play off the ball, I feel.
He doesn't move off the ball
exactly,
at all.
Exactly, unless the ball's in his hand. So I don't know how
he
that's going
to work. He or James
Harden
don't.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, the Rockets were better with Chris Paul, because Chris Paul would play off the ball.
Yeah.
So
he was a better shooter.
I mean, and Russell Westbrook is a talent. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if it's going to fit. I mean, Mike D'Antoni likes that run and gun style, so maybe it might work with the fast break. I couldn't tell you. They could be a great team, or they can just be a horrible, like, no chemistry team, especially if they start getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be sixes.
Yeah.
Worst case, injuries are a thing in the NBA, well, in professional sports, so that can happen and really slow them down, like I said. Russell Westbrook and James Harden don't know how to play with each other off the ball. They can't support each other.
Haven't they said they're best friends and they know how to play? They've been playing since they first got drafted?
Yeah, I mean, there's AAU video of them all over the internet now playing together.
And then they each got their own team and their own ball
mm-hmm.
and their own shoe.
That's the thing about the NBA. You still have to have one ball on the floor at a time. It makes it a little more difficult.
Playoff, like, my predictions, they'll make the playoffs, but lack of depth is going to really kill them. Maybe they make an acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of talk about Andre Iguodala kind of being a hostage of where he's at now.
Yeah, Memphis.
In Memphis, possibly a trade. Maybe they go and try and make a move for Andre to have some depth, at least in the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe trade away, you know, Gerald
Green. But
that
doesn't help in the regular season.
You don't need it. Like you said, you need a six. Like, and Brian said this, and everyone said this. You need a 16-game team, not you know an 80. Like, so as long as they can make their playoffs, they make that acquisition of, you know, maybe Andre Iguodala or someone who can kind of give them a bench play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could, you know, possibly be better in that 16-game move. But honestly, worst case is they make the playoffs, don't do anything, don't get any. I don't even know if they have any draft picks. Didn't really look into that far, but
not a whole lot after trading for Westbrook. I don't think they have their own pick for at least a couple seasons.
And honestly, that's one of the reasons why they re-signed everyone's, because they didn't have draft picks in this draft.
Yeah, their team is set right mm-hmm. now. They're pretty locked in. My thoughts on the Rockets are this: I think I do expect the Westbrook Harden experiment to work out. I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be better than they were last year. But if they don't, Daryl Morey, now China, don't kill me. Sorry. But Daryl Morey is one of the best GMs in basketball, in all of sports. And he's shown that if something doesn't work, he's not afraid to admit a mistake and blow it up immediately. So 20 games in, if Westbrook and Harden can't play together and it's not working, I can see them looking to move someone.
Why are you afraid of the Chinese, bro?
I'm not afraid of the Chinese.
This America, we say what we want.
I support Hong Kong. Let's put it that way. All right, Tommy, who you got next?
Next, we got the, honestly, ideal consistency team. Like, they've made the playoffs 22 consecutive times. You know, the San Antonio Spurs team.
Never heard of them.
I mean, it's all right. Some coaching changes. I mean, I think Pop's going to stay a Spurs coach for life. They're going to just keep locking him in. Just signed another 3-year deal.
Okay.
Lost a lot of their assistant coaches to, like, teams overseas and opportunities overseas for them. Got Tim Duncan to be an assistant coach this year.
Yeah, Timmy D coming back.
Yeah, and I think they have one of the first female assistant. Like, mm-hmm. she's going to be the lead assistant, it looks like, possibly.
Yeah.
So.
And why are you against
that,
Tommy?
Yeah, that's Becky Hammond.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I mean, you know, hashtag me too.
I think Becky Hammond's going to be a head coach in the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, for sure. Key additions, they got DeMar Carroll in a trade. I mean, I don't know if he's any good. I know he's strong defensively.
He's getting old. But.
Yeah, I mean, as is everyone, you know, so we'll see what he brings to the table. Trey Lyles, never really been a big fan of him, so yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Honestly, the departures, biggest departure, the assistant coaches. I mean, they're going to have point guard DeJounte
Murray.
DeJounte Murray. Yep. You know, I think he's
coming
a
back
stud.
From an ACL.
You know, after ACL, probably, I think they're going to be, you know, err on the side of caution. No, bringing him back. But I mean, I think he'll be a stud with DeMar DeRozan, Derek White. As far as closing, I mean, I think you're gonna obviously have DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge out there, probably Derek White, maybe Rudy Gay for size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And probably Deontay Murray. So you probably move Marcus to the five, Rudy Gay at the four, DeMar, Derek, Murray.
Okay. One frustrating thing for me, you haven't mentioned Luka Samanich. Come on. Samanich from the Summer League.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Samanich. Okay. Right. Maybe he isn't quite as good as I thought.
He was a stud in Summer League in Utah.
He sure liked to shoot the ball.
Yeah, he
Summer
did.
League hero.
That's in my East. We'll get to that. But anyways, best case for the Spurs, they make it 23 consecutive playoff appearances. Maybe do something, be more competitive with more guards, more depth at the guard position. DeMar DeRozan needs to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a player. Consistency issues.
Yeah.
They're going to have issues. Worst case, injuries, of course, because they've, you know, worn, torn. You know, lack of coaching, maybe. I don't know. Like, it might be, you know, Pop can't do it all, but Pop's a hell of a coach.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I might be just talking out of my, you know. But after that, maybe they get a lottery pick. I don't know. I don't think they'll be that bad, though. Maybe eighth seed, but don't do much in the playoffs, so kind of stay out of the draft.
Okay. Thank you for listening to this episode of Name Change Pending. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Name Change Pending and subscribe to get the newest episodes of the podcast and to check out photos of hosts Josh Keel, Tommy Jerone, and Brian Priest as we travel the continent to do what we love, watch sports. Also, I know you've got a lot going on today, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your busy schedule to give the podcast a 5-star review on your podcatcher of choice, we would greatly appreciate it. Those algorithms can be tricky, and all I know is that 5-star ratings jump us up the lists. So thanks for tuning in, and now back to the show.
Next up, Dallas Mavericks, 33-49, no coaching changes. Somehow, I don't think they've had an above 500 season. In the past 2 years, I believe.
Yeah, but they haven't had good players. And
true. Additions, they got DeLon Wright from Memphis, Seth Curry from Portland, signed in free agency. I believe they traded for DeLon.
They signed him as a free agent.
Oh, they signed him as a three-year deal. They didn't sign, they had a lot of money to blow this offseason.
Yeah.
But they didn't focus on getting a big-name free agent because I think they want to extend Porzingis contract. Kristaps.
I feel like they did extend it. Let me look that up while you're talking.
What I saw is they offered it to him, but they haven't said anything. They probably extended it. I don't know. Departures, depending on who you ask, the second best thing to come out of Germany, Dirk Nowitzki.
What was the first?
Depends on who you ask.
Okay.
So Porzingis, he signed a 5-year max deal with the Mavericks in July this year.
Okay.
So he's signed through 23-24.
The Maverick for life.
Ooh, there's a lot of money owed to Kristaps Porzingis, a guy who hasn't shown that his lower body can handle the NBA.
True.
It's kind of a testament to Mark Cuban that he kept the coaches on and basically said, you're going to tank for 2 years and we know you're going to suck, so I'm not going to hold you responsible for this. Because a lot of times there's like a filler coach who has to go in, do the tank job, like the general manager for the Sixers who did the whole...
Hinkie?
Yeah, who
Sam
did
Hinkie,
the whole plan,
yeah.
And then they were like, okay, well,
the process.
The process, we've sucked for too long, see ya, and then the next year, they're 3 seed.
But that wasn't the Sixers that got rid of Hinkie. That was the NBA stepped in and said, yeah, we don't like this tanking thing, so Jerry Colangelo, you get the job.
Oh.
Yeah, that was...
That's even more messed up.
That was kind of shady.
Yeah. Anyway, proceed, Tommy.
I mean, Luka Doncic... Hopefully, you know, he improves this year. I mean, had a heck of a rookie season.
He's awesome.
I think he's going to do, you know, even more.
It looks like he's in shape now, too.
Yeah, have some more support with hopefully Porzingis playing. He has plenty of scoring with Tim Hardaway Jr. around him and Porzingis, so I think he'll have options. As far as projected closing, you're going to obviously have Doncic, probably DeLon Wright, Tim Hardaway, Porzingis, Powell. Probably their projected starting five. You know, that's going to be their starting five, and I think that's going to be their closing five.
Okay.
Depending on injuries, maybe Seth Curry for some scoring off the bench.
Yeah, depending on matchups. Because he's a little slight of build, but
And that's why I think they would put DeLon Wright in over him in closing five just because of length and, and defensive wise.
Yeah, I can see that. And your boy Boban. You could finally talk about Bojan Marjanovic and the team that he's actually on.
Isn't
this
he on the Jazz?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, Tommy.
Jeez. But yeah, I mean, he's a thing. Best case.
He's a thing.
He does. He does exist.
He makes an awesome appearance in one of your favorite films, Tommy.
True. He did get
the
killed
old John Wick scene.
Greatest films in America, possibly the world. What was I going to say?
Your contention is that there are movies made outside of America that are better than any movies made inside of America?
Anyways.
We're going a little long.
Well, I'm trying to.
Come on,
Tommy. Me. I mean, best case, it's hard to say. I mean, you haven't really seen this team with all their players who are healthy.
Yeah.
See what Porzingis can hang in the NBA. Luka gets better. Injuries don't happen too often. But worst case, they're worse than last year and they just keep tanking. I don't know. They might have some draft picks. I don't know. I didn't look too far into it. My prediction is probably about either the same as last year or worse.
Okay.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
Yeah. I think they're going to compete for the playoffs. They're going to be – I think the Mavericks will be good, but the West is just too deep.
Yeah. Next, Memphis Grizzlies. Apparently, the Celtics have the Grizzlies' top six pick protected in 2020, unprotected in 2021. So much for a future.
Well, that's so I put that note in there for the Grizzlies because, and not to step on your toes, but the reason why I put that note in is it shows why the Grizzlies want to lose this year. Because if their pick lands at seven, then it goes to the Celtics. If they're a top six pick, then they can at least keep it this season and make that pick, and then the Celtics will take it the next year. So this is the one of the few teams in the West I see legitimately tanking from the very beginning this season.
Yeah, I mean, they fired their coach, J.B. Bickerstaff.
J.B. Bickerstaff.
Bickerstaff, my bad. A lot of rearrangement in the office, in the offices in the back. Like, GM moved to scout, and they signed someone to... It was, like, so much switching around in the Memphis... Front office.
It was a franchise overhaul. It really was.
Yeah, so they're basically just rebuilding from scratch. Everyone's moving everywhere. It's ridiculous. Additions, depending on who you are, Morant, number two overall pick. They got Grayson Allen, midseason trade for Giannis Valanciunas, where they lost Marc Gasol in that trade. Marc Gasol, who got a ring, good for him. Connolly traded to the Jazz for Grayson Allen, Jay Crowder.
Kyle Korver was included, and two first-round picks. It was the Jazz first-round pick last season and in 2021, I believe.
Okay, word.
But they bought out Kyle Korver, and they're probably going to buy out or trade Jay Crowder.
Yeah. We'll definitely see what – I don't have a closing five for these guys because they're just so out there.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I mean, they're really going to focus on Jay Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. to be the stars of the team, and hopefully they improve and, you know, see how Jay Morant does best case. They embrace the rebuild. The learning curve for Jay Morant isn't that steep. And he can kind of pick up the speed of the NBA game relatively quick. Worst case, this rebuild just sucks for them. They lose a bunch of games. They get their lottery pick, cool. But it's no – I mean, you guys play sports. It's no fun losing.
Played.
Okay,
past tense. Yeah.
You play basketball.
Josh plays.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you watched the Broncos lose. Like it
Tommy, what happened last week?
A fluke. Bring it on, woman.
Well, why are you using a woman as an insult?
It's
women,
a quote.
Women are equal people.
All right. What else you got for the Grizzlies?
My prediction is going to be a hell of a curve, and they're going to struggle, and I think they'll get a top six pick.
Yeah, I think, like I said, they're going to want to tank this year to keep that pick. Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. are going to get a ton of minutes. I believe he was picked 19th this season. Brandon Clark, that's a guy they're really high on. He looked great in the summer league, but I take that for what it is. It's summer league. Not everything translates. And then they've got Andre Iguodala as well that they're probably going to move. So they're looking to get a draft pick for Iguodala. They've asked him. He hasn't reported to camp. They agreed not to require him to report to camp, but they're refusing to buy him out. They're looking to get draft pick compensation for him.
Yeah, well. You know, RIP Memphis.
And Grayson Allen only got like 3 technicals and a flagrant in summer league. So
hey,
he's really coming along.
Really, he's such a whiny. Anyways,
it's progress, not perfection, bro.
Yeah.
Next, did you learn that from Kalani Sitake?
Yeah. That's what they're looking for. Except that he's not even demanding progress.
Next, we got the Pelicans from Nylands. They went 33-49. No coaching changes. Weird. After going 33-49, they got rid of Anthony Davis, traded him for damn near all their new additions. Lonzo
war
Ball,
chest.
Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart.
3 first-round picks.
Yep, 3 first-round picks. They signed J.J. Redick, Derek Favors, free agents. And then they drafted King Zion. Is it too soon?
King Zion. No. Interesting.
I'm honestly not the biggest Zion Williamson fan.
Did you
not
see him dominate Rudy Gobert the other day?
Okay. Okay.
Settle down. Settle easy. But did you see that horrific jump shot?
He hit a 3 early in the game.
He made a 3, Tommy. He made a 3.
How many other threes did he make? Oh, I'm pulling that up right now.
How big of a celebration did he get versus
I'll
Ben
pull it
Simmons?
Up while you keep talking about
so,
it.
So, I think this team's going to be exciting to watch. If not, you know, it's going to – I don't know if they'll be as competitive as people think, but they're going to be damn entertaining to watch. I think it's going to be some entertaining basketball, maybe even competitive and entertaining. But
some heavy language.
What does it mean?
Oh. I'm just giving you crap.
It's a kid's show, Tommy.
Oh, sorry. Closing 5, probably you have Ball, not for his shooting, but just strictly for his length. You have Drew Holiday, who can score. Brandon Ingram, if he can keep his feet healthy. Zion, because it's Zion. And Derek Favors, just to, you know, I mean, he's a scorer.
Plays you don't some think defense. They're going to play Dubi Redick at the end of games?
Oh, yeah. So maybe they'll sit Lonzo, play Holiday, put in Redick in for Lonzo.
Interesting. Okay. I could see that.
Yeah. Just for scoring wise, like, I mean, come on, you can all agree Lonzo Ball's shot's somewhat ugly.
He fixed it in the offseason.
It still looks the same.
I don't know, this is what I heard. He fixed it.
They all fix their jump shots. Markel Fultz. He's been fixing his jump shot in the offseason for the past 2 years.
Okay, so Zion was 9 of 12 from the field, 1 of 1 from the 3-point line, 7
he
of 9
1,000%
from the free
bro.
Throw line. 26 100%. Points against the Jazz
He's
on Friday night.
Never missed a 3-pointer in NBA history.
Okay, Josh.
Statistically, the
okay,
best 3-point shooter ever.
Easy.
Okay, Josh.
Settle.
It goes Zion Williamson, then Steph Curry.
Like I said, best case, this team makes some noise, makes the playoffs. A lot of talent around Zion. You know, you got Lonzo, Drew. I guess you can say Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, probably off the bench, J.J. Redick. I think they got a decent team. Like I said, it might be competitive. It might be competitive and entertaining, or it might just be entertaining because Lonzo Ball can lob it up and Zion will go catch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Worst case, they're young and dumb and takes a while to mesh, and it just doesn't click. I couldn't read for a second. My prediction, 8th seed.
8 seed. Okay, yeah. You have them making the playoffs.
He stole my thunder on that. I, too, have them making the
8
seed.
I have them in the playoffs as well. Ah! I have them down as the 8 seed. I think this team is going to be frisky as hell.
Yeah.
I don't like Zion a whole lot, but he's going to be really good this year. And then rookies, Nikhil Alexander-Walker looks really good as far as a ball handler and a shooter. And then even Jackson Hay is another first-round pick that they had this year. It was supposed to be a developmental year, but he looks like he can contribute now. So I could see the Pelicans being good.
I think Zion gets LeBron calls where he's going to the rim and they blow the whistle before he gets to the rim just to get him free throws.
I mean, it's the NBA, so
he probably will. He's a big
There's
star.
A chance.
He's already a big star. He's not getting rookie calls. He's getting star calls.
But yeah, that's all I have for the Southwest.
Okay,
you know, I think it's as far as like who's gonna be on top.
It's always hard for you to make that decision.
Potty humor, Tommy?
Yeah, sorry. You're probably going to go Rockets, Spurs, Pelicans.
Okay, so Rockets, Spurs, Pelicans.
And then Memphis last.
And then
so Dallas.
Yeah.
And then Dallas.
Dallas fourth. All right, cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the Southwest Division. Thank you, Tommy. And thanks for tuning in to Name Change Pending. Next, we will talk about the Pacific and those pesky Lakers teams. Thanks, guys.